I also wanted to announce on the to all you people at sea, those of you who have been linking, don't look at the site. If you could please take a look, what we've started to do is, because Arabic Sufim comes out in the Daf Yomi after Pesach, and it's important to have the Inyanim HaSeder before, we've begun doing a daf or half a daf of Arvid Sofim after the regular Daf Yomi, which is available to you on the site, or if you want, we can simply send you a link. You can use the same link every day. Okay, today's daf is Daf Nun, and we were holding right at the end of the sugya of leaving Yerushalayim and how it is that you have to turn around. And because of that, or at least on the surface because of that, the Gemara goes into some very interesting agadata that has to do with the expansion of Yerushalayim Latid Lavo and some other inyanim that may have more esoteric implications for our Masechta. So we're up to the third line on Daf Nun. Okay, the Navi describes Vaya Bayomahu Lo Yiyeh Or Yikarot V'Kipa'on. So you were talking about now the changeover from Olam Hazeh to Olam Haba. So what does this mean? On that day there will be no light. Yikarot, something that is valuable, V'Kipa'on, something that is light, floating. My Yikarot V'Kipa'on, Omre Belazar, this refers to a transition. Ze or shiakarbo lamazeva kafuil olamaba. What we call light that is so valuable to us in olamazeh will be sort of lightweight in olamaba. Rabbi Yochanan Amar elu nigalim nigaim v'alot. That's like people who are bekiim in the goyim and alots. And the goyim and alots is such a difficult limud olamazeh yikarine olamazeh. But that's like simple stuff. Kuyine olamaba. Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi Omer elu bnei adam shikarine olamazeh. This refers to people who have a lot of chashivut, they're very very rich, and they're very successful in Olam Hazeh, but in Olam Haba, their riches and the success are meaningless. Rabbi Yosef, brother of Yishuv and Levi, basically had the heart failure and died for a couple of minutes until they revived him. So they asked him, so tell me, what did you see while you were dead? I saw an upside-down world. The people who in this world are on top of the heap, they were like the lowest of the low. And the people who are down at the bottom of this world, I saw all the way on top. His father told him, Bini, Olam Barur Raita. You had an insight into a real world. Vanan Hekiyad, by the way, I like to know, like, where were we at? it's some inside information. Oh, it says, we're in basically the same position. This is because Talmid HaChomim are Hashimim both in Olam HaZeh, Olam HaBa. Shabbati Shayu Omrim, I also heard that they were announcing there, as you walked in, thank heavens I got to turn around. Shabbati Shayu Omrim, Ashrei Misha Balakan V'Talmudo B'Yado. Happy is the guy who comes here and is able to pass the entrance examination. So he knows, he remembers all of the things that he learned. The Mashar has a fascinating explanation. It's the same thing that occurs elsewhere. He says, Asher Mishabalakam V'Talmudo B'Yado means that he wrote down his learning in a sefer. So he can carry a sefer in. Because otherwise, a person is also thinking a sadin on al kol ne'elam, on anything that had been caused to be forgotten. So if he had tradition that he didn't write down, so then he's also thinking a sadin. It's a very, very different approach. Vishamati shayomrim, I also heard that they were announcing that harugei malchut ein adam yachol la'amod b'mechitzatam, that those who were the martyred ones of the Romans, nobody is able to come into their area. That's such a choshuva area. Man ninu, who is that referring to? Ilema Rabbi Akiva v'chaverav. It's referring to what? The Asura Haruge Malchus. You mean to tell me that's the only good thing we could say about those guys? Is that they were martyrs? I mean, it's small potatoes. Mishum harugei malchus v'sulo. So Ladon, which if not for the fact that Rabbi Akiva was martyred, you know, why not walk in and sit down next to Rabbi Akiva? That's ridiculous. It's got to be somebody whose only value was that he was martyred. But that's referring to harugei lud. Story over there was that they had accused the Jews of murdering the daughter of one of the members of the government, and because of that they were going to do pogroms on the Jews. So two guys, this Lulianus and Papus, they volunteered. They said, what are you angry at the Jews for? We did it. And they were martyred and in Lud. So therefore they call them Haruge Lud. Okay, that was the only thing basically that they're known to have done. So even for that, but to save Klal Yisrael, that's, regular guys, regular people. What's the pshat in the pasuk "Bayom Ahu Yeh Amitzilot Asus Kodesh LaHashem"? Vayah Asirot BeBeit Hashem Kemizrakim Lifnei Hamizbeach. So this is a continuation of the same sugya in Zechariah, in which it says, "And on that day, even on the decorations on the that you put on the horses, on the little frontlets and so on." You've seen that when they walk the horses down in the Mokum Choshev, they have like a little decorative thing on there. It's called a mitzilah. So it'll say on it Kodesh Lashem, like on the tzitz. it's all Kodesh Lashem. What is that referring to? My mitzilot asus. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, and according to Rashi, this is why the sugya is here, that atid HaKadosh Baruch Hu losif al Yerushalayim ad shasus ratz umatzil. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nowadays we have in our Mishnah that the moment that you pass Harat Sofim, you're already outside of Yerushalayim. But Le'atid Lavo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be Mosif till Yerushalayim grows to such a point, the distance that a sus would be able to run from the morning until noon. Matzil, meaning that Tzel is directly beneath. So in other words, say another 200 kilometers. In all directions. What's that? My personal feeling is thank God. Rabbi Lozer Omer, Kom Mitzilot Shetolin L'Sus Beninav. Yekodesh L'Hashem is exactly what it says. It means that they would write on it. It means that the Kedusha, they were so desirous of giving matones to the Beis HaMikdash, that even the things that the decorations that the horses were wearing were given to the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yochanan Amar is referring basically to the Muhammad of the Zman of Hashiach, which is God of Mavik, that called Biza, supposes in Yisrael, Acha, Ash, Arsus, Ratzu, Matzu, Yakodesh Lashem. It means all of the captured goods from the final war, from the morning until the time that the sus can run, will be given to the Beit HaMikdash, which will mean that it will be tremendously rich. The Beit HaMikdash will no longer be in any need of donations, which might change the whole attitude. So, Bishlei Milaman Yomakol Biza Shabbos Yisrael. I know Dichtin. If we understand it to mean like the final pshat here, Rabbi Yochanan's pshat. So then it makes sense to see the pasuk of Haya Hasirot Bebeit Hashem Kimizrakim Livnei Amizbeach, which is the continuation of the pasuk Amitzilot Asus, as if they're connected. So even the simple cups that would be used for Zrikas Adam and so on, those will be the most choshuva. They'll be made out of silver and out of gold because there'll be so much money. So the simplest things will be made like the fanciest kelim that are used on the Mizbeah. But Laman, the Omer Banach Tartemi, what would, if it means that Yerushalayim would expand, or for that matter, even if it means that people gave a lot of donations, I mean, it doesn't mean Ad Kedei Kach, what would be the connection between Vahaya and Sirot? I mean, it's got to be an addition, no? That would mean a separate thing. In other words, not only would there be such a desire forgive, and not only would HaKadosh Baruch Hu be marchiv, but besides that, mit'atra Yisrael mit'nadle umayte, that Klal Yisrael will be given a tremendous amount of money from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that that money will be brought to the Beit HaMikdash. Separate issue. If you're going to tell me that it's referring to that which is the spoils of the war of Gog u-Magog, I understand that you're talking about over here a final war, and we don't need any more for there to be a need to do business now in the Beit HaMikdash, which used to be very, very, very much of a bizoyan for the Beit HaMikdash. It needs to have mechasim and gizborim and so on. But if you hold the last two pshatim, I mean, we still need to assure that our investment funds in the Beit HaMikdash are doing properly. I mean, it still means that there's going to be a little door that says Price Waterhouse or Barney Smith. I mean, in the Beit HaMikdash, something of what's the pasuk referring to then? Samai v'lo yeknani. Amrei v'yirmiya. It means not knani, but ein kanani. Kinani, ein kan ani is the meaning. So in other words, there will be no need for atkedekach, there should be any anias anymore. Okay, but lamais, everybody seems to be agreeing that the simple meaning of the word kinani is to do business. That's what it's saying here. If there'll be a lot of money, then there will be no more need for businessmen. So how do we know that that's the meaning of kinani? Kinani minonon deikre tagar dechtib. Look, it's got to mean that, because it says Vayar Sham Yehuda Bat Ish Knani. Oh, story of the daughter of Shua. I mean, explain to me what that means. My Knani. Do you really think for a moment that Yehuda actually went and married a Knanite? I mean, Efshe Ba Abraham Vizirat Yitzchak. Ba Yitzchak Vizirat Yamin. All of us made such a big deal about this issue. Go travel to Aram, whatever you need to do. Anything but a Knani. Comes along Yehuda, and he decides, yeah, okay, that was for them. We'll marry a Kanani. Doesn't make sense. Elam Reb Shimon ben Lakish. What it really means is Bat Gavra Tagra, not the daughter of a Kananite, but rather the daughter of a businessman. Dechtiv Kanan biyado moznei mirma. We see that it's a reference to business. Because what it's saying is that basically, never trust the scales. Bring your own. So Yvayis Enamiyacha, Asher Sochareha Sarin is referring to Tzur, and it says, Sochareha Sarin, Kinna'aneha Nichbedei Aretz. Now why in the world would we be referring to Tzur as Kinnan? It means in context, Sochareha Kinna'aneha. So it's a different level as a businessman. But that means that the Lashon of Kinnan in the Beit HaMikdash as well, Loya Kinani, doesn't mean there won't be any members from Kinnan. It means won't be a need to do business, which the Christians made such a big deal out of, the Pharisees with the businessmen and so on. So that won't be needed anymore in the Beit HaMikdash. V'haya Hashem l'melech al kol ha'aretz, v'ayom ahu yaya Hashem echad, u'shmor echad. So continuing now, the elements from Zechariah, saying that that day Hashem, what does that mean? V'ayom ahu yaya Hashem echad. What, Hashem is not echad? I was always under the impression that Hashem was echad now. Why only v'ayom ahu yaya Hashem echad? But now he's not. What this means is local lama zeh lama ba. The fact is that from the hanhaga of the way that HaKadosh Baruch Hu expresses himself, we have very different hanhagas. We have besuras tovos, we have besuras rois, and we make completely different brachas on them. Al besurot tovot omer baruch hatov ameiti. Al besurot root omer baruch dayan ha'emet. And that's for all intents and purposes. It's not a Hashem echad. One is a dayan ha'emet, and one is a tov ha'meitiv. So we see a breakdown in the unity of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his hanhaga. But lo olam haba kulo a tov ha'meitiv. And when you say Ushmo Echad, what is that supposed to mean? But what do you mean? Then his name will be Echad. To Aidna Lav Shmo Echadu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name doesn't express the Achdus. Omer Nachra Yitzchak. Oh no, it's a big difference. Lo kol Olam Hazeh Olam Haba. Olam Hazeh. We write the Shem Hashem with Yud Kei Vav Kei. But we don't pronounce it that way. So his name is not one, because the word is not the same as the word. In linguistics, whether we have the lingua and the parolas, I mean, it's two completely different issues, which means that there's a basic breakdown in the notion of a signifier and a signifier, which is a disaster. So that means that there's no Hashem Echad. Masha Inkein, Ba'olam Haba, Kulo Echad, Nikra B'Yodei, Nikhtav B'Yodei, we don't have this breakdown. Soba Rotten.
There's Olam Haba. This Olam Haba is referring to...
We're using it lightly.
Really, you must not hear?
Sometimes one way and sometimes the other.
In these cases.
Right. So even here, elements of it are
different world, to... Different state.
Yeah, different state. Yeah, we often do that.
Yeah, so without...
But this is a world that will come later.
A world that will come later, not necessarily... the ultimate Tikkun HaOlam, a different level of reality. So anyway, Rava actually said, this is not a good idea. I mean, why shouldn't we go out and make Shem Echad now? So he decided he's going to give a drosha, teaching everybody how to say the Shem Hashem, the Shem HaMefurish. And that way they'll learn that Hashem Echad. About time, isn't it? So Rava, the Midrash of Pirka. Rava's going to go out and give the final lecture. And everybody's been waiting for this year, the final shir. Amalei Ahu Saba. They also had a Saba in the shir. His name was Elio. But the one that everybody looked up to. So he came and told Rava, how give a shir like that? It says, Zeshmi le'olam, without a vav. So if you read it without a vav, it's Zeshmi le'alei. This is my name, but keep it quiet, keep it secret. They shouldn't say that to Russia. Rabbi Avina Rami. Rabbi Avina actually pointed out, it seems to be a contradiction in the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself expresses his name. He tells Moshe, go tell them, and he says his name, and he says, Zeh Shmi Olam, Vezeh Zichri Ledor Dor. Now, I remember, a name usually is the way you refer to, no? Zeh Shmi, so then Zeh Zichri. Usually Zichri means your handle, the way that you're referred to. How can they be two different things? The only explanation is that Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Kashani Nichtav Ani Nikra, even though I am written this way, with the Yudke Vavke, it's not the way I'm Nizkar. Nizkar is a lotion to say something. It was a Parsha Zohar, so I have to say Zichir HaSamalek. There is another pshat, but this is the pshat that Rashi usually says. So, Nichtav Ani B'Yudhei, V'Nikra Ani Ba'alev Dalehim. A liberating parak indeed for a Masechta of liberation. Hadron alach elu ovrin. Makom shenahagu lasot melacha barve psachim ad chatzot osim. Makom shenahagu shalol lasot en osim. So up until chatzot, there were varied minhagim about how one should act, whether one does melacha or not. It was a minig not to do malacha because of the fact that the Rashi, it seems very interesting, Rashi learns that the whole concept of not doing malacha, Pesach is in order to be completely involved in your achanot for Pesach. So much to do, you gotta make sure you got your chometz out of the way, and at the time of the Beit HaMikdash, going to the Beit HaMikdash, waiting in line, the sheep was a disaster. So there's really no time to do anything. And some amela, and especially if you bake matzah's mitzvah, I mean, as we all know, it's a horrifically busy day. So amela, there was a minig not to do malacha, so that if you have a job and so on, there's no work today. There's only the achonis for the chag. Concept of malacha here doesn't mean malacha mamish like Shabbat. It means malacha, type of malacha that would be asur on the cholamoy, or malacha, we'll see various levels of malacha coming up, or malacha that you're kavua in, which is your job to do, building, or business, it's a different issue, as we'll see. So there were different minhagim. There's a very beautiful Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that Bizman, the Beit HaMikdash, when the day that a person has to bring a carbon is a holiday, and he's not allowed to do malach, meikar, the whole day. So ask the Yerushalmi, if that's the marker, then why isn't it indeed the whole day? Why aren't we asr malach a whole day? We have, we'll see later on, from Chatzos, we have Isser to do malach, but why shouldn't it be even from the morning?
Everybody's bringing a
Pesach. Yeah, so the Yerushalmi answers, because normally a carbon can be brought any time in the day. This is a day of the korban. Parban Pesach can only brought ben arba'im. This is not a day of a korban. This is an afternoon of a korban. So the mela, the din was only in the afternoon. Then it has a beautiful question. If that's the case, we should never be allowed to work. Some more machmer on that. We should never be allowed to work. Why? Because there's always a korban tamid. The korban tamid is being brought for everybody. So the answer is beautiful. It says because shaynei tamid shatera hatziyam in haklal. The chsiv v'asafta v'ganecha. And if nobody ever does any work, who's going to be v'asafta v'ganecha? So maybe we have to be
work.
Heter to work. Maybe we have to be machalik between a korban tamid and a normal korban.
Where's
that Tosis brings you Yishamim.
Who doesn't work? Only the fellow who brings the korban, or his whole family and everybody.
Whoever's bringing it. I mean, a korban pesach is for the whole family.
Only one delegate for each family goes to the korban.
But it's not for them. What do you mean, a korban pesach? Everybody has to eat it.
Yeah, but who's involved?
What do you mean, who's involved? It's not the involvement. It's the Yom HaKrovas HaKorban. It's a very important thing to note. That a Yom HaKrovas HaKorban, you keep as a yadda. You don't do malacha on that day. All right, so here, and of course, this is the beginning of our concerns for things like Yom Tov Sheni and so on. What do you do when you're traveling in a place where people have different minhagim than you have? So someone, ha'olech mi'makom sha'osim, mi'makom sha'ino. If you go from a place in which people are knowing to do malacha on Erev Pesach HaBetuchatzos to a place where people are knowing not to, or vice versa, you always get the worst of both worlds. So you have to keep your chumras, and you have to keep the other people's chumras. And then the Mishnah says something that seems to be contradictory. But don't do any different than the people around you are doing, because you don't get to fight. First thing Moses is going to ask, that's then. You just said, we're going to give you a chumrah. So, okay, we'll have to explain. Here's another similar issue, but here, of course, it's dependent not on minhag, but rather on local circumstances. What defines the time of the biur for shviyas, when you're no longer allowed to keep the perot shviyas, take them for yourself, is the time at which it's besadecha, v'hemtecha besadecha, so as long as it's available freely out in the fields, and you can take it into your own house. The moment that it's kol alachayim in asada, you can no longer take it freely in. So suppose you live in an area that has a climate that's much warmer, and the peros over there are already finished from the field, so you was your zman abiyur. You take your peros, and you go up to the Galil, and over there it's just coming into season. So what's the halacha? Do you have to be machmer like your makom, or does it go according to where it is? Says the Mishnah, chayav levayer, according to the Tanakhama. Once the tree was defined by your location, you have to be mavayer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, tseva ve'lecha'afata. Can't you just say, look, what's the problem? You need something to eat from the sada? Go to the sada and take it just like anybody else. So why is this food different than that? The Gemara is going to ask, what exactly is his argument? Okay, so we have a problem over here at Chatzos. Mashma in the Mishnah, that from Chatzos, on at that point already, you're definitely not allowed to do melacha. So then, my ire, arve psachim, afilu arve shabbatot v'yamim tovim ami, isn't there also an iser of doing melacha on all erev yomtiv and on all erev Shabbos? D'tanya ha'oseh melacha b'arve shabbatot v'yamim tovim min amincha v'lamala eino ro'eh simin bracha l'yoylam. Somebody who does malacha on Erev Shabbos, if it's been amincha l'mala, which is from 9:30 up, so then he's not going to have any kind of simin bracha from that malacha. Well, that makes no comparison. I understand what you're asking. First of all, over there it's from 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Over here it's from chatzos. It says it's not even summer chlamincha, which of course in Arvei Pesach that's what we're dealing in. From 9 o'clock, here's 9:30. Over here it's even from chatzos. 9 o'clock in the afternoon. Halcha mechatzot inami. Hatam simin brachu de lo chasi. Furthermore, over there, what does it say? It says he's never roya simin bracha. It doesn't say that. We'll put him at the cherem or anything. Shemuti lo meshamtinen lei. Doesn't talk about an iser. It says he won't be zofet to bracha. Halcha shemuti nami shamtinen lei. Over here, it's an actual iser. Actually, let's look into that for a moment. Gufa. Osam alacha barvei shabbatot v'yamim tovim min amincha v'lamala ubemotzei shabbat motzei yom tov ubemotzei yom akipurim. And b'chol makom she'yesh sham nignud aveiran, and in any point where there's something not right, let's say even a tanit tzibur, we're supposed to be osik in the tanit, in oreh siman bracha la'olam. Now, l'maisa, this is, again, referring to what type of malacha. There's each context is a little bit different. When it comes to Shabbat, what it's the context it's referring to is malacha, an Erev Shabbos, that is kavua, of real work. Say somebody has a job building, shouldn't be working on his job from 9 o'clock on in the afternoon. Somebody wants to write a letter, and if he's writing a letter, so then it's a malacha. That's not what it's referring to over here. It's referring to something which is kovea him in a malacha gemura. It's not defined by the Yisurei Shabbos. So that's not furthermore. Somebody who has a store, Asiyat Pragmatia, is not considered to be Asiyat Melacha. So the store is not a problem on Erev Shabbos. So it's Malacha Gemura is what it's referring to. A kvias of a Malacha Gemura. These are Zmanim that are miyuchat for the Kavod HaShabbos, to be able to relaxedly complete your Shabbos, not to be waiting to light up a cigarette, and to run and jump the gun. So this is a time in which we're miyached for the covet of Shabbos. We're meisif, right? Because then a meisif in Michal al Kodesh. So before you're not supposed to run out of Shabbos. And then you're supposed to have time to sit down, be malava the Shabbos. And some people light candles, but say Shabbos, and so on. So that's not a time. You're going to go out now and start building.
Stores can go run right up into...
Store can run, yes.
Store that's supplying Shabbos? Or anything?
No, pragmatia per se is not considered to be malava. Selling, buying and selling is not
that. That's
when they close our clothes and they start later. Right. We have in Shabbos. Now this, interestingly enough, opens up now the sugya of Lishma and Shalom Lishma. Huh? Because Yesh Zariz v'Nizkar, V'Yesh Zariz v'Nizkar, Yesh Shafel v'Nizkar, V'Yesh Shafel v'Nizkar. Look, a person can have a natural tendency to being very active. This is Zariz. A person can have a natural tendency to being lazy, never gets anything done. There's elements of that that are good and elements of that are bad, even though you're just acting the same way all the time. For instance, let's say, Yesh, I'll explain to you. Yesh Zariz v'Nizkar, David Kule Shabbata. I'm sorry, where are we? Yesh Shafel v'Nifsad. Zariz v'Nizkar, so you can have somebody who works all the time, so if that's a guy who turns himself off on Erev Shabbos, v'lo avid b'malei Shabbata, let's say. Zariz v'Nifsad, that's a guy who works all the time, and he also works on Erev Shabbos, on Erev Matzai Shabbos. So there you say he's just being himself. But he's ending up doing the wrong thing. You can have also a shafel v'niska. Shafel v'niska, a guy never does anything. He never does anything. He doesn't work all week long, but he doesn't work in our shabbos either. Okay? So you'll say, but so why should he get schar? I mean, he's just a lazy good for nothing, so he's going to get schar because he doesn't work. That you call getting schar. So apparently, you see from here that there's a niskar, which is, that's what I'm saying, it's interesting, that we're going to now flow from here into the shaila of do you get schar and then shalom lishma? Because that's a fascinating way of getting to the sugya. And then you have a shuf of an ifsad. I mean, that's where the guy finally turns on. Doesn't do a darn thing all week, but when it's time to go to the movies, Mitzray Shabbos, all of a sudden he's very sorry. So then, then he's Nifsat. Shafo v'Nifsat, okay. Omar Rava, Ani Nashi de Mechuzan, and we know what Rava thought about the LA women. He says, Ani Nashi de Mechuzan, the Lo Avda, Navidat, Abamale Shabbata, they don't do a darn thing on Erev Shabbos. It's Mishum Efankuto. They're just so spoiled, they never do anything. But Kol Yumanami Lo'akav. You ever see any of them lift a finger? All they have is the maids to do things. So you think that that's so bad. Okay, but Afilo Achi Shafa V'Nizkar, Karina, at least. I got to admit that they have the Zahar of not doing work. Rava Rami. Rava points out a contradiction in the Psukim. On the one hand, Dovan HaMelech says, Ki Godol Ad Shamayim Chazdecha. And on the other hand, it says, Ki gadol mi'al shamayim chasdecha. So how does that work? Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu schar only ad HaShamayim? Or is it mi'al HaShamayim? Okay, so obviously we're referring to two different levels of schar. Kan bosim lishma, and kan bosim shalom lishma. Ayotayna shalom lishma, what's the value of doing at all shalom lishma? Because like Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Rabbi Yehuda Merav, לעולם יעסוק אדם בתורה ובצמות אף אפי שלא לשמה, שמתוך שלא לשמה בא לשמה. So in other words, even though there's no value in the actual asiyah shelo lishma, but because shelo lishma is valuable as a stepping stone to asiyah, so it's also gets you schar. But obviously that schar exists kula within the context of olam hazeh, not in olam haba, because it's only a mechanism. Olam hazeh is a world of mechanisms, but you never got there. So there you only have ad shamayim chazdeh. Because me'ala shamayim requires transcendent value in what you're doing. Shalol shema will not give you transcendent value, but value it gives you. Ton rabbanim. Amitzaper leschar ishto. Somebody who sends his wife out to work and he expects to live off of her salary. Or rechaim. Eino esin in brocha leolam. Or he's going to work now with the rechaim. We'll see what that means. He's not going to get it. He's never going to get any real money. Schar ishto is talking about matkulta. Matkulta was a way of making money where you had women walking around. They would carry the latest digital scale and rent it out. Somebody was buying. Said, hey, let me use that. I want to check up on this guy. He just sold me a kilo of tomatoes. So I'll give you a penny to give me your digital scale. Checks his kilo of tomatoes so we can scream at the seller. That's a nice way of making a buck, but obviously it's a tremendous zilzul. Yeah, your wife is exposed in the shuk. How much money is she going to bring back on renting out of scales? I mean, you want to be mezalz on your wife, but at least let her make some good money. You know. Rechaya, what's that? No, this case where it's a real zilzul and she hardly makes any money. What are you going to do? Send her out to be a teacher in Beis Yaakov? Rechaya is talking about igarta, that's renting out hand grinders also. You don't get much money grinding somebody's kilo of flour. Avol avda o mezavda, but lamaisa, to actually do the work yourself, to sell, you buy raw and you sell completed product, that's shtabuchi mishtabeh bakra. Adarabah, that's considered to be a very valuable thing. Dichtiv sadina stavatim kar. You make added value and then you sell. That's very choshuv.
Sheep.
In this case, he. Tonarab. In this case, he too. Tonarabana. Amistaker bakanin ubekan kanim. Somebody who makes his money off of things like sticks and empty bottles. Now, in those days, they used to have these special places for recycling. And you would walk around, you would collect these bottles, and you would get your 2 cents for recycling the bottle. So people would have these vast trucks that were filled to the brim with bottles, and then bring them to the recycling bin. They weren't making much money. But everybody was convinced, look at this, my gosh, the guy must be a millionaire. Same thing happens with the kanim. Kanim has got a lot of showy stuff. How much money are you going to make on a lumber delivery, Lamaisa? So showy things that take up a lot of space but that don't make you any money is not a very good way to make a living, because everybody's going to be convinced you're making a lot of money. Next thing you know, the IRS will be there and Bituach Lumi. So it's going to cost you to make money, and everybody's going to be talking about you, so who knows, you know, they'll give you an ayin hara. Nothing's going to work out for you. Bad way to make money. My time came in the nefesh apachzayim. Since they have so much volume for so little value, this is a new index, an economic index. It's called the volume value index. So they have V over V. And the sheltabu eina. So you have an ayin hara that shaled on that and takes away your profit. Tana rabbana. Tagare simta. Umegadle beima daka. Now, Tagare Simta is a guy who's got a little booth right outside there in the main marketplace. Everybody's going by. He attracts a lot of attention, but because of that, he attracts a lot of attention. And Megadle Beimad Daka, everybody's mad at them because they always end up eating the tomatoes out of your garden. we're in, and the Mela people are really upset. The Kotzeil Anotovot, then you got these lumber people. They go around, they try to make their money cutting down the forests. And what happens is the greens go banana. And once you got the greens after you, interesting in Brooklyn, Leona. My time is all Boeing. These people start making demonstrations, so they think that, you know, what kind of guy is this? And because of that, again, everybody looks at them. Oh, I skipped a little bit, huh? The notni menehem b'chelik yafeh. The guys who always, whenever you're cutting up something, they always got to take the best piece. You know, these people that dash in there to make sure they get the best piece. Interesting in Brooklyn. Yoylam, my time at Tobling. Tana Rabbanan, arba prutot ein bem siman bracha l'olam. There's four incomes that you never get any bracha for. Schar kotvim, people who write sofrim, in other words, people who write sefer Torah and so on. Schar miturgamin, these are people that make their money being the loudspeakers for the shiurim on Shabbos. So they had the miturgamin who would say over the shiur to the people from the Rebbe. Schar yitomim, people that are investing money for yitomim and taking a share of the profit, and ma'ot habot mimidinat hayam, and all those investments you left in the U.S. when the dollar is just flopping out. Sabish lema sechar miturgamanim. I understand why there wouldn't be a bracha in money that's being paid to a miturgaman. Mishum demichzik ischar Shabbos. It looks over there that the guy is making his living on Shabbos, and people look at that weird. And then you have Ma'od Yitomim. Ma'od Yitomim, if you make a little mistake, you take a little bit too much, you make the wrong investment. Lavanei Mechilon, you know, these are Ketanim, they can't be Merchiyu, God help us. The din that you have to give, even on a pruta that you take from a Yosin. Ma'od Medina, Abot Medinatayam, you make a lot of money by doing business overseas. Not every day a miracle is going to happen. Just because they haven't blown up that dirty bomb in New York until now doesn't mean it ain't going to happen tomorrow. So what are your real estate holdings going to be worth? The whole economy will collapse overnight. So you're saying, but it's been good for the past 100 years. You know, miracles happening every day? Of course, the old-fashioned explanation of this was people who do business overseas. This was before Lloyd's. So people who do business overseas, one of these days that ship is going to go down. And your whole fortune will go down with it all in one time. You can't rely on a miracle all the time. Because, you know, eventually it's going to get you. The statistics end up hitting you at one point or another. Amazing thing. Call that Nisa? Not to be subject to statistics.
So today, if you wouldn't take out insurance, then...
Someone who wouldn't take out insurance. Yeah, of course. And the Schar Kotvim, I said, why shouldn't a guy, I mean, what they charge for writing a pair of tefillin, they should be rich. Why don't they make any money? Schar Kotvim. Oh, that's a whole nice thing, why they don't make any money. The story over there is, comes right back to the issue of Lishma Shalo Lishma. Omer Yeshua ben Levi, you should know that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola had a special session of 24 taniot that they made to make sure that Kotvei Sfarim Tefillin U'Mezuzot should never make money. Because if they got rich, obviously they would never write anymore. So the moment that people would get rich being Sofrim, we wouldn't have any Sofrim. Prices of mezuzahs and tefillin would go up precipitously. And therefore, they made a tainus that they shouldn't have atzlocha and be very rich. Tan Rabbanan Kotvei Sfarim Tefillin U'Mezuzot, forget about them. Even tagarehem, even the wholesalers, and even tagarehem, even the retailers, anybody who's doing anything useful in the world, including mochre tcheles, they'll never get rich. However, then ro'im, because since the whole time this over here was only because of the people who wouldn't do it if they weren't making money off of it. If they didn't need to make money, they wouldn't do it. But if they're doing it l'shem shamayim, they want people to have good tefillin and so on, so why shouldn't they get rich? Out of Rabban, and they should get rich. So the only tainus was on those who weren't being Isaac l'shma. Exactly. Perfect example. Now there was, we talked about over here, it was a very interesting, mekomot shenahagu. This parak is a very fertile mine for issues that have to do with various minhagim. Because the question is, What exactly defines a minhag? I mean, are we talking about an instituted minhag, a minhag that grew up in a town with the tovei ha'ir, were they the ones who made it a minhag? Was it a cheirum of Beit Din, cheirum ha'kahal, which we learn out has halachas midiraisa, and that comes from dinim of nedarim? Matter of fact, Chassam Sofer is very mocked on being matir minhagim, because he said that adarav, it's a diraisa, that's the same thing as a matter that you can't be matir. No, it's not like people, it's just a minhag. On the contrary, just a minhag is one of the most common stories, because if the basis of it is schar me'akahal or dinim of nedarim, that's extremely mocked. Okay. But, I mean, here, the shaila is, what's called a minhag? How about a minhag in your family? Your parents used to be knowing a particular way. Wasn't the minhag amaka?
In halacha.
Yeah. Are you mechuyev to be knowing according to what they would do? They were mocked for a particular thing. They didn't eat gebroch. Doesn't have any mocker in halacha. Are you mechuyev not to eat gebroch? So, these shailas have a lot to do with the parent makom shenagu. And in fact, there are many, many different levels of minhagim, which the Gemara now introduces.
We're only talking about where people are machmir, not where they're cooler.
Yeah. So,
has it become a din of a neder?
Could you say that in Hebrew, please?
How did it become a neder? Has it become a dinim of neder?
Because the mocker of the ability to create the Surin, we learn out, the Gemara learns out from Nehemiah. That they were able to take away all the money, there's Schar Me'akahal, anybody who didn't come, it says over there for the public meeting, and the Chodesh HaShvi, Yuchuram Kol Ruchusho. So obviously there's a koach that a tzibur has to be Koveach Haramim, and Haramim are din in the Dorn. But again, it's a lot of issues. But here, the Gemara raises a fascinating case, in which there was a personal minhag in a particular family called B'nai Bishan. And they had a minhag, Delo Havi Azrin, Mitzur Letzidon, B'male Shabbat. Now, Lamaisa, you're normally not allowed to take an ocean voyage on Erev Shabbos because of the chashash. Maybe something will happen, you'll come in late and so on. However, the Gemara there said, we had back in Shabbos, that short journey, like going on the ferry from Tzur to Tzidon, I believe that's a place in Barney's neighborhood, that's something that's not a problem. The Maisa, the people from Bishan in this little kfar, had a minhag that they would have to go in order to do business. Erev Shabbos they would never go. Otu Banayu came to Rabbi Yochanan, so their children came to Rabbi Yochanan and said, "Look, Avhatin Efshalu, business was great back then. Our forefathers, they could handle this chumra. We can't handle it. Anan lo epsilon. We don't have that kind of money. We can't cut out one day of business a week. We want a heter to be able to travel to Tzidon on Erev Shabbos. Amalu kvar kiblu avotechem aleihem. It's too late. It was already a kabbalah that your fathers took upon themselves. And it says, Shema b'ni musar avicha, v'al titosh torat imecha. So the baisa, you'll have to do this. Now the mashma'ut over here is that it's based on the fact that it was Musar Avicha. They told you this is the way we want you to be noyeg. Based on this, there's chuvas in the Achronim that say that if a family is makabel bedavka in a way not to be mitzava b'nei, that it shouldn't be Musar Avicha, so then in a finami, you don't have that fear. Very interesting. My father, Zatzal, showed me when I was becoming bar mitzvahs, I was going over menagim, tefillin, and so on and so forth. So he showed me various things the family did. He said, but I'm not teaching you these things. I don't want them to be binding on you. I shouldn't be together. Musar Avicha, I want you to know about them. But I'm not b'chayev you to act like this. So, it's very interesting. Same with this Gemara, apparently. And I never asked them what it was basing it on. But having discovered in the years that amazing that you get older than your father. I don't know how that happened. But having discovered in the years that Marker Lechera, this is what it was referring to. That's I don't know. That could be. That's part of what they passed on.
They passed on that you should pass on. That's a problem. That's the old six-hour business. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Elu Negoyim V'Yolah Shei Yekarim Em B'Olam Zeh B'Kafim Em B'Olam Haba Rabbi Shimon Levi Amar Elu B'Nei Adam Shikarim Em B'Olam Zeh B'Kafim Em B'Olam Haba Ki Ado Rabbi Yosef B'Reid Rabbi Shimon Levi Cholash V'Is Nagi Ki Ado Amar Lo Yavu Anu Mar Chazita Amar Lo Yolam Afuch Raiti Yolim Lamata V'Tachonim Lamala Amar Lo B'Ni Yolam Barur Raita V'Anan Eche Hata Ki Eche Datin Anan Hacha Eche Datin Anan Hata V'Shamati Shoyo Amrim Ashrim Yishabalakam Et Amudo B'Yado ושמעתי שהיו אומרים הרוגי מלכות אין אדם יכול לעמוד במחיצתם מה אני? אם הם רבי עקיבא וחבריו משום הרוגי מלכות ותולו אלא הרוגי לוד ביום ההוא יהיה על מצוות הסוס קודש להשם מה מצילות הסוס אמר רבי ישראל בן לוי עתיד הקדוש ברוך הוא להוסיף הירושלים עד שהסוס רץ ומציל רבי אלעזר אמר כל מצילות שתולים לסוס ולעיניו יהיה קדש להשם רבי יוחנן אמר כל ביזה שבוזזים ישראל עד שעה שהסוס רץ ומציל יהיה קדש להשם צבי שלו ולמד יאמר כל ביזה שבוזזו ישראל עד וחיבה יהיה אסירות בבית השם כמזרקים לפני המזבח because there's so much money אלא למד יאמר בהנך תרתי מהי והיה אסירות בבית השם לא מילתך ריתיקה אמר תמיד עטרי ישראל מתנדבי ומייתם בישלי מלמד יום הביזה אני דכתיר ולא יהיה כנעני עוד בבית השם צבקות מלמד יום הענק תארתי מהי ולא יהיה כנעני אומר בירמיה אין כאן אני וכנעני מן הולנד יקרי תגר דכתיר והיה שם יהודה בת איש כנעני מהי כנעני? אם הם כנעני ממש come on איפה שבא אברהם וזירת יצחק בא יצחק וזירת יעקב ויהודה אז יום הנסים אלא אומר בשימן בן לוקיש בת גברה תגרה דכתיר כנען בידו מאזני מרמה ויבייתם המייחה אשר סוחרי השרים כנעניה נכבדי ארץ והיה השם למלך על כל הארץ ביום ההוא יהיה השם אחד ושמו אחד אתו היית נלב אחד הוא אומר לבך וחינין לא כל עולם הזה עולם הבא עולם הזה על בשורות טובות אומר ברוך הטוב המתים ועל בשורות רעות אומר ברוך דיין האמת לעולם הבא כולו הטוב המתים ושמו אחד מרימין אחד אתו היית נלב שמו אחד הוא אומר נחם היתרו לא כל עולם הזה עולם הבא עולם הזה נכתב ביוד אי ונקרא בעל הדלת אבל עולם הבא כולו אחד נקרא ביוד אי ונכתב ביוד אי סבא רבא למדרשו בפירקה אומר היה הוא סבא לעלם כתיב רבי אבינו רמי כתיב זה שמי לעלם לעולם וזה זכרי לדור ודור לדור דור so is the shame not the same as the זכר indeed אמר הקדוש ברוך הוא לא כשאני נכתב אני נקרא נכתב אני ביודעיל ונקרא אני בעלב דלת מוקם שנוגל לעשות מלאכה בהרבה צריכים עד קצות עושים מוקם שנוגל לא לעשות אין עושים ההולך ממקום שעושים למקום שאין עושים או ממקום שאין עושים למקום שעושים נותנים עליו חומרי מקום שיצא משם וחומרי מקום שהלך לשם ועל ישנה אדם מפני המחוקת כיוצא בו המוליך פירות שביעית ממקום שקלו למקום שלא קלו או ממקום שלא קלו למקום שקלו חייב לבאר רבי יהודה אומר סבא אבי לך אתה מה ירי ערבי פסחי אפילו ערבי שבתות וערבי ימים טובים נעמי נתניה עושה מלאכה בערבי שבתות ימים טובים נמנך ומעלה אין הרוע סימן ברוך לי עולם אתה מנמנך ולמעלה הוא דיוס סומר למנך לא הולכם מחצות נעמי אתה מסימן ברוך הוא דלו חזי אבל שמות אינו משמתין עליי הכה שמות אינם משמתים עליהם גופה הושם לא חבר ושבתות וערבי ימים טובים מרמין חולם הלא ובמצוי שבת ובמצוי יום טוב ובמצוי יום הכיפורים ובכל מקום שיש שם נבנו דבי רע לאתו יהי ונתני ציבור אינו רואה סימן ברכה לעולם תן רבונו יש זריז ונזכר ויש זריז ונפסד יש שפל ונזכר ויש שפל ונפסד זריז ונזכר דו וכל השבת ולא אביב ומה לשבת זריז ונפסד היא עובד כולה שבת אבל עובד עושה במעלה שבת שפל ונזכרת לא עובד כולה שבת אבל לא עובד במעלה שבת שפל ונפסד לא עובד כולה שבת ועובד במעלה שבת אומר רבא אני נשת מחוזה אף אגבת לא עובד נעביד את במעלה שבת it's only משום מפנקותו דוקו יום הנמי לא כעבד אפילו אחי they're still called שפל ונזכרת Rabbi Rami, Chtiv ki gadol ad shamayim chasdecha, uchtiv ki gadol mi'al shamayim chasdecha. Haketzah, kan bosim ishma, vekan bosim shalol ishma. Ukrav Yehuda, dom Rav Yerom Rav Liyola mi'asa, kadam betor v'mitzvah zafak shalol ishma. Shemitol shalol ishma, bal ishma. Tan Rabbanan mitzapel ischar ishtov rechayim, in oro esiman brakalona. Sachar ishtov is referring to matkulta, rechaya is referring to igarta. Aval avdo mezavne, shtabuchi mishtabeach b'chra. Tevzit sadin asita v'timkor. Tan Rabbanan amistak v'kanim v'kan kanim. In oro esiman brakalio, maitam kibin l'fisha, pachzayu shalta b'leina. Tan Rabbanan tagari simtom, begadde b'imadak v'kotzei l'notavot, notnim einayim b'chila kafa. In oro esiman yafo brakalio, maitam in the tobu inche. Tan Rabbanan abar prutot in ben siman brachal olam. Schar kotfin, schar meturgemonim, schar yetomim, umot abot b'udat hayam. Yishlem is schar meturgemonim, shum demesek is schar shabbat. Mot yetomim nam, ilav b'nei mechilanim. Mot abot b'udat hayam. Bishim v'lav kol yom mizrachish nisa. El schar kotfin, my time. Om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, esrim v'arba taniyot, yoshvan shik neset ha-gdolav. Al kotfei sfarim, tefilin u'mezuzot, shalo yitashu. Shomalem mitashrin en kotvin. Tan Rabbanan kotvei tzitforim, tefilin u'mezuzot, hem atagareim, atagareim, atagareim. V'chol ha'oskim b'melechet shamayim. Latuyim ochrei tchelet, enon roin, tzvim brocha l'yoylon, v'im oskim nishma, roim. בני בישן נהגו ללא אבי עזו מצרו לצדון במעלה שבתה. אותו בנאי על כמד רבי יוחנן, אומר לו, נו, אבתי נפשלו, ענן לא אפשלן. אמר לו, תתולית, כבר קיבלו אבותיכם עליהם, שנם השמע בנימוס על אביך, ואל תיטוש, תורת עם אחד.